Exclusive video, Trump effigy beaten viciously. Police attacked at BLM London protest. By Kurt Sindulka on June 7, 2020. Thousands of Black Lives Matter protesters took to the streets of London on Saturday, with many seen violently clashing with police, shooting flares at No. 10 Downing Street, and ritually beating an effigy of President Donald Trump. In stark contrast to reports from the mainstream media that the protests in London were largely peaceful, those present at the BLM protest were filmed in a Breitbart News Network exclusive video violently attacking police officers in the ongoing demonstrations over the death of George Floyd. In total, some 27 officers have been injured in the Black Lives Matter protests in the United Kingdom, with 14 being injured during the chaos that ensued on Downing Street on Saturday, according to the BBC. The agitators were seen firing flares towards the Prime Minister's official residence, as well as viciously stomping an effigy of President Donald Trump into the pavement. Riot police and officers on horseback attempted to regain control of the area, but were met with resistance from the mob, who threw bottles and other objects at the officers. One policewoman was seen being knocked from her horse amidst the fighting. The Metropolitan Police Service, MPS, said that the female officer is currently in hospital, receiving treatment for her injuries which are not life-threatening. The officer fell from her horse, and we are examining the full circumstances of what took place. It was later revealed that she has suffered from a collapsed lung, broken ribs, and a broken collarbone. Dame Cressida Dick, the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, said she was deeply saddened and depressed that a minority of protesters became violent towards officers in central London yesterday evening. "I would urge protesters to please find another way to make your views heard which does not involve coming out on the streets of London, risking yourself, your families and officers as we continue to face this deadly virus," Dick added. The protesters, who were told by government officials to not attend illegal mass gatherings over fears of a spurring on a second wave of the Chinese coronavirus, were also seen defacing the statues of Sir Winston Churchill and even Abraham Lincoln, the Republican president responsible for freeing the slaves in America. The violent turn in the Black Lives Matter protests in London mirrors the ongoing riots that have been associated with the movement in the United States. On Wednesday, Breitbart London reported on similar scenes of violence at a previous Black Lives Matter protest, in which police officers were punched and one officer was even put into a headlock by a member of the mob. BLM have come out to protest on Sunday as well. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtSindulka.